In August of 1780, Charles Cornwallis reached Camden, all of his men tired and hungry, leaving too many ill for battle. Only 3,000 of his men were in condition to fight. To make things worse, Horatio Gates had forces positioned, believing he had Cornwallis outnumbered 2-1. Gates placed his experienced regiment on his right. He had militia down the center. On the left, he had ambitious recruits from Virginia. Later, he realized this would be a major mistake. British regulars attacked the Virginians, and the novice soldiers fled. Carolinians did not do any better despite their efforts. In this battle, 5,930 forces engaged in battle, 3,700 of those Americans, 2,230 British, 900 Americans were killed, 1,000 were captured, and only 69 British were killed, with 11 captured. Now to Horatio Gates, who had experienced the war and fought in it himself.
We were informed early morning of August 15, 1780, that we took possession of all passways over the Watery River, 5 miles below the Camden. Enemy guards were stationed there, but were evacuated early morning. It was amazing to hear that great news, although that hopefulness was soon destroyed by a scary, aggressive jump by British soldiers.
Thank you for telling us your feelings from that part of the battle. Now let's hear from Charles Cornwallis.
The battle was tough. Most of our forces were sick and unable to fight due to sickness, fatigue, and hunger. It felt as if I were trying to box one-handed. How are you supposed to fix the problem without every tool you need? Well, the answer to that is to ask me, General Cornwallis. Because if I lack tools, I'll use strategy. However, if I'm being honest, untrained farmers posing as soldiers helped a bit as well.
Rumor has it you were outnumbered 2-1.
Yes, but 2 untrained American soldiers against 1 of Britain's best, we could have been outnumbered 4-1. It wouldn't have made any difference.
Your strategy was unbelievable. Thank you for giving us a take on your experience. Americans were so close to taking the victory. However, Gates was mauled by British soldiers under Cornwallis. Gates then surrendered, and Charles Cornwallis took the victory. Thanks for listening into our podcast.